Wild 104.9, the Joey and Heather Morning Show, The Weeknd, and Earned It. It's 7:04. And Miss Heather, with your Fox 25 Stormwatch weather.
82 degrees today, a very small chance of some showers, 61 the low tonight. The chance for rain increasing tomorrow. The biggest chance will be on Wednesday. It's still 60 degrees right now.
Buzz, 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 buzz. It's the Buzzywood Holly. I mean the Hollywood Buzz with Joey and Heather.
All right, spoiler alert. Floyd Mayweather won by unanimous decision. I'm sure people didn't hear, haven't heard yet. Anyway, what turned out to be a fairly boring fight against Manny Pacquiao. Even Mike Tyson tweeted that he was underwhelmed. Still, the fight brought in $400 million in pay-per-view revenues. More importantly, though, Jamie Foxx butchered the national anthem. If you think so.
Parts of it were pretty good.
I don't know. But I called it on Friday, didn't I? When I said, watch, Jamie Foxx is going to try to take the Star Spangled Banner and turn it into something sexy.
That's a lot of pressure to know that many people are watching too.
Yeah. I mean, to me, like, I don't think he sounded nervous. I just think he tried to, like, do way too much with it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we can talk about that later.
The royal baby is here. Kate Middleton gave birth to a baby girl on Saturday. We don't know her name yet, but she made her official debut when Kate and Prince William stepped outside the hospital to introduce her to the crowd. There was also a royal tweet, and her birth was announced by a town crier. The kid is fourth in line for the throne after her grandfather, Prince Charles, her father, Prince William, and her 21-month-old brother, Prince George.
What is it they called William's brother? The ginger one? They called William the heir and the spare?
Yeah.
Would you like to be known as the spare? Like, that's your nickname? Anyway, do we care in America? I guess so.
Yes, we care about a princess.
All right. I guess Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn have broken up after almost 3 years together. They both issued statements blaming their hectic lives for keeping them apart. I think I can see through this story. I think Tiger was like, man, if she's going to be off training all the time and I'm going to be doing my deal, I can't hook up with no side action. So he had to maybe get...
Man, she's Lindsey Vonn, though.
I agree.
You need side action.
You know, kind of surprising, though. He had her at the Masters with him just last month. So... And the kiddos.
I think anytime distance is used for an excuse for a breakup, then obviously something's not there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're really into somebody, then distance won't be your cause for splitting up. And not when you have enough money to just travel at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree.
Bruce Jenner has been sued for the fatal car crash he was involved in February. The wrongful death suit claims he was negligent, careless, and reckless. Also, politician Rick Santorum is cool with Bruce being a woman now. He says, quote, my responsibility as a human being is to love and accept everyone, not to criticize people for who they are. So I guess, is that going to trial?
It'll go to civil court.
He wasn't allowed to discuss it at all in the interview that he did, so they didn't talk about it.
Yeah, that means it's going to civil court if it's a wrongful death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. I hope I'm not sounding ignorant right now. All right, moving on here. The Muscular Dystrophy Association will no longer do its annual Labor Day telethon that Jerry Lewis hosted from 1956 to 2010. It's been downsized in recent years, but still has made millions of dollars. Despite that, they want to focus on digital fundraising efforts like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. But here's the deal. Last year, it still raised $56.9 million.
I'm surprised that they're not doing it anymore.
I mean, even if you do a lesser version of it, I mean, I wouldn't turn away $56 million as a fundraiser.
You wouldn't think so.
No.
Conan O'Brien wrote wrote a really cool tribute to David Letterman for Entertainment Weekly. It's over 1,000 words long. It includes the line, "Not one single writer or performer in the last 35 years has had Dave's seismic impact on comedy. Every day I read that a new comic has changed the game, and admittedly, there's an absurd abundance of talent and creativity right now. In today's world of 30 late-night problems, it's tempting now to take Dave for granted. Do not. Dave was a revolution, and I believe his innovations are up there with the light bulb and the Twix bar. Like all revolutions, it was such a seismic shift that it was disorienting and a bit messy at first. It has taken time for us to realize the sheer magnitude of the shift."
That's not... Conan's a stand-up dude. I've always, like, you know, felt that way about him.
I'm really sad that... I was thinking about it over the weekend. It's sad that he's leaving.
It is.
And it's sad that part of the reason he's leaving is because he doesn't want to try to keep up with the new format of changing late night. But it's kind of like saying goodbye to classic late night, the stuff that our parents watched.
Right.